Okay. Well, I can't tell you. We're delighted to be here, and I think you guys are in for a big treat tonight. And it has almost nothing to do with me. It has to do with these wonderful players I have with me. This is Tom Ryan over here. We call him Panda. This is Radoslav Lorkovich over here. We call him Rad, Panda and Rad. That's easier to remember than all this other stuff. And before we start, I just have to share this with you guys. We were flying out here. I live in LA, and I had a stopover in Phoenix before I get here, and this actually was a couple of hours layover. So I actually had time to get breakfast, and so I was having some bacon and eggs, and a guy sidled into the booth next to me, and he said, "I don't know if you know it or not, but said, do you know that you bear the most striking? You're practically the spitting image of a guy that used to be an actor a long time ago. He was in shows like Beverly Hills Cop and RoboCop and Total Recall, and even played that damn guy on Star Trek, Captain Jellicoe. I hated that guy. But did you know that you look so much like him?" And I said, "Well, I am in fact that guy." And he said, "No, I'm serious." I mean, you may not know this, but there are guys, they have these conventions like Star Trek and Stargate and those kind, where people go, and the stars, they sell their autographs, they sell pictures of themselves, and now you couldn't fool the big ones, but you could fool some of those little ones like that, and you could make some money. So what am I doing with you guys? I could be out making some money." Even though I've been in about 1,000 million movies and television shows, I almost never get recognized as an actor. For some reason, people just think they know me. I'm forever having people come up and they say, "You're from Des Moines, Iowa, aren't you?" And I say, "No, I'm an actor. You've seen me in movies or television." They say, "No, I never saw you in no movie. But there's a guy that looks exactly like you. He could be your twin brother." And I would believe that if I hadn't heard it about 1,000 times. Maybe I shouldn't tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. Rad and I were in LaGuardia Airport 5 years ago now, and at the airport, waiting for the luggage to come down at the carousel, waiting, waiting, waiting. And out of the corner of my eye, I saw this lady looking at me with this look that I've come to recognize. And finally, she came over and stood right in front of me, and she put her hands on her hips rather irately, and she said, "Aren't you going to speak to me?" I said, "Forgive me, I'm sorry. Hi, how are you?" She was completely unmollified. She said, "You have just been my gynecologist for 14 years." What do you say? Several things occurred to me to say. Most of them had to do with articles of clothing. So, anyway.